Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You watched it. I watched it. Everybody interested in basketball watched it last night. And I know, look, they battled. It was they're fortunate to get out of that. Right. The Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, they could have lost that game easily last night.
And
the Nets had a chance at the end. LeVert, Chris.
Caris LeVert, who is nice.
He is. He had 37.
Nice. Yep.
And he decided to do a step back jumper where he was getting to the basket time and time, especially in the fourth quarter. I was surprised by that because, to me, they would either had to foul him or he would have made a basket, Chris.
Well, especially with CJ on it.
Right? No.
Now, CJ did a good job. Obviously, smaller, but he did a good job of kind of staying in front of LeVert. But, yeah, you can spin move. You got the height on him. You know what I mean? You can get your shot off in the paint.
I was surprised that was the shot. I know Reggie Miller didn't have an issue with it. But I just thought he was getting to the paint, in the paint and the basket.
He was. I think this is what happened, though, Rob. I think had it been, because they were in the playoffs already. They were playing for nothing, which is impressive because they went all out. You know, they didn't play like they didn't have anything on the line. But had they had something on the line, like had they, you know, had to win to get in the playoffs or was it a playoff game, I think they probably call timeout, right?
Figure it out
and set up a play, or I do think LeVert probably goes to the hole and tries to get a better shot. I think, you know, they were playing with house money, you know what I mean?
No,
and so
I
they
guess.
Just did what they did. Yeah. But great game. And Damian Lillard, had they lost, he would have got some criticism There's no doubt. Of course, I was on with Skip and Shannon today. Skip definitely would have criticized him. But you really, I don't know how you could really find fault with what he did, even had they lost.
Well, it wouldn't be that. Because he was great. It would just be that no matter, he put up all these points, and they still wasn't enough. You know what I mean? That would have been, like everybody was saying,
42 points and 12 assists.
Right. Oh, the Portland's going to upset the Lakers. They almost didn't make the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Right. And look, I mean, I I don't think there's no way Memphis beats them two straight, I don't think. Although Memphis could win tomorrow. They could. Right. You think they could beat them two straight?
I think Memphis
because remember
can
they
got to
win two straight. Yeah, I agree. I'm picking Portland, but I agree with you. I would not be surprised in the least bit if Memphis wins tomorrow, especially the way Portland looked last night.
Right.
But I don't remember Memphis has to beat them twice as the ninth seed, whereas Portland's just got to beat them once. So I expect Portland to be there with LA. And Rob, you and I have been on the same page on this, and I don't look. Friend of the show, Barkley, Charles Barkley. I don't know what he's thinking. He's got Portland, I think, going to the finals.
Last year, they were in the Western Conference Finals, right? And Barkley.
But that was strange because remember, like that side of the bracket was weak. But Greg Anthony, who I worked with a lot at the old network and had great times with him, he also picked them to beat the Lakers. There's a few others. And I just don't see it, Rob. They play absolutely no defense. I think I could go out there and get 5 points against them in a game.
All right, maybe not. Let's not get crazy. You just had a fresco.
I think getting up the court two or three times would wear me out at this stage. But, no, they play no defense. And Caris LeVert, as good as he is, he ain't LeBron James, nor is he Anthony Davis. And they made Caris LeVert look like a future Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
So I just can't see them stopping L.A. Four times? I think they'll get a couple games, Rob.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see it. I know everybody, that's the upset special, all the matchup. I keep hearing all these basketball people, especially on social media, the fans, And I don't know if it's just that they want LeBron to lose or they really think – Do you know what I mean?
Prisoners of the moment. You say it all the time. I mean, yeah. I think the Lakers haven't looked good in the bubble. If this was the whole year, then yeah, you would think the Blazers were better. You'd think a lot of teams were better. But this is just, I mean, the Clippers haven't won much. The Bucks haven't won much.
But that win over Denver was good for the Clippers, I think.
Yeah,
going in.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? I don't think you can overreact to the bubble. Is what I'm saying. But, you know, we'll see. But you were impressed with the Nets.
I am impressed just that they just keep, for whatever reason, you know, they're missing two big stars from injury, KD and Kyrie.
And more than that.
Right.
Spencer Dinwiddie, who's not
Dinwiddie's
a star,
hurt,
but
right.
He's
and they
out.
Just keep playing. And I really believe, and Chris, when they add those two pieces next year, watch out, East. And watch out NBA Finals because I like what they have put together. I know a lot of players' roles are going to change when you add two dynamic, big-time stars together. But if they can get people to buy in as to what they already do, everybody moves back two slots, you know, strengthen the bench, have guys who can come in. They can score a lot, the Nets. And I think – And I said this after they got Kyrie and KD and after Paul George and Kawhi went to the Clippers. I said it, and I think it's documented on my Twitter, but I said Clippers win the championship in 2020 and the Nets win it in 2021. And now I'm going to stick with that because I think that team adding two stars, Chris, is going to be a problem.
Look, on paper – They look like the best team in the East. On paper, I would take them over Milwaukee. Boston's good. They got more, you know, they've got a nice group of four guys that are, you know, close to all-star level. Toronto obviously is tough, but star power? Who in the East, Rob's got two?
Nobody.
Legitimate, you know, I would say Durant's obviously a superstar, and Kyrie is right there.
And all two guys who've won championships. I mean, when you add all that to the mix of been there, done that, it's hard. It's hard to not look at them and not think if those guys are healthy, Chris, that they're going to be in the championship mix.
Well, I'll say this. If they win it, and this should be, I mean, they should be motivated anyway, and I'm sure they are. But something, Rob, for both of them, even though they've won championships, what it would do for each of their legacies, each of them, Durant and yes, we respect him. He was the best player in Golden State. He won two rings. But, you know, we know the deal, right? But if he wins in Brooklyn, who hasn't won a championship before, who he is the number one guy, there's no doubt about it, that takes his legacy to a whole nother level. And then for Kyrie, even though he hit arguably the biggest shot in NBA history, he was the second guy. And so if he wins with Durant, I think that changes a ton for Kyrie too. No, and it's not outside of the realm of possibility that even though Durant's a better player, Kyrie could be the one to lead him in the finals or throughout the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's big for both. And I think they'll have a golden opportunity because that cupboard is not bare. They have some good players. People might not know about, but you add that to the mix, and then depending on who's hired as coach, not that that really matters that much, Chris, not a lot.
Well, because I think it's a question mark. I think they got some question marks. I'm not as certain as you. Right now I would say they don't win the championship next year. They could win the East if everything works out, but I still would think the Clippers would be better.
I'm not so sure that the and don't get me wrong, the Clippers winning a championship this year, I don't know if it's going to be back to back or anything like that. I know how difficult it is, and that's why it's not that they're going away, Chris, or they might not win the year after or something. But you got two guys who have been out, especially Kevin Durant, who has something to prove. I just think that it could be set up for the Nets the year after.
They got questions because Kyrie, obviously, we know his health. His health is an issue, you know, and it has been most of his career, to be honest. He really was at his best as far as health-wise with LeBron, and I don't think that was a coincidence. I think LeBron's pushing him, setting an example for him, and I think that that's one reason he was so healthy. But, you know, this year, 20 games. Last year, 67, which isn't bad. Year before that, 60. You know, so generally, and even his first 2 years in Cleveland, 51 and 59. So what's Kyrie's health going to be like? KD, I think he'll come back fine, but, you know, we got to see him first. Who's the coach? And then you mentioned it earlier, the roles. Like, I think there's a little bit of a difference between the Clippers just bringing in Kawhi and Paul George and the Nets. Because the Clippers only had one big scorer, and that was Lou Williams, and he was a guy off the bench. And he was kind of known as, you know, I'm a bench guy, I'm a sixth man, and that's what I do. So it was easy to see you could drop these two stars in there. Whereas with the Nets, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie's been a big scorer. LeVert's not a star, but he's been a big scorer, you know, at times. And so I'm not saying they won't, but will they accept those lesser roles? And is their game even suited to accepting a lesser role? Like Joe Harris's game is suited for a lesser role. I think he's a keeper, Rob. They got to keep him because he can catch and shoot. You know what I mean? That's the type of guy they're going to need. Would you bring a LeVert or a Dinwiddie? And Dinwiddie's been off the bench. Like, you know, one of those guys could easily be a Lou Williams. So it's just a matter of they got to work these things out. But
the only reason I think they're going to be stacked. That they'll work it out is because they haven't won anything the other way. I mean, that they've played, they've made the playoffs like 8-7 seeds. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like they've been running away or won the division without those guys. Then I think there would be some pushback. So I think if everybody buys in, they could have a chance to win.
I think Jared Allen's going to be a nice fit with those two, too.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover,
everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You said something else that just floored me, and I couldn't disagree more, but go ahead, make your statement, and back it up.
Yeah, before we get there, because I don't want people to think that I think that he's a bum and he can't coach or anything like that.
Okay.
But sometimes I think in coaching, you got to take a look at where you are, the circumstance and situation you're in, the players you have, and is it you or is it them, or how much of it is you? And you know, for me, Pop and them never being able, Chris, to win back-to-back or string together a couple of championships or three in a row or something to put them there, that always bothered me considering the talent and where, and like all the success that they've had. But when I always look at two coaches, and this is just me. Pat Riley earned my respect not for what he did with the Lakers, but when he took over the Knicks, and they didn't win a championship, Chris, in New York.
But he transferred over that. You can't gloss over that.
No, they didn't win a championship. But I remember what he did, how he altered his style of coaching from what he was used to rolling the balls out with the Lakers to all of a sudden changing into a gritty, like Detroit Pistons kind of physical, Oakley, you know, Anthony Mason kind of guy. This is all just You know, it's not based on just winning championships. Anybody, I'm not going to sit here and say he's not going to make the Hall of Fame or I don't think he's a good coach. I'm just talking about the way I view it.
Are you saying you don't consider him an all-time great, Greg Popovich?
No, I don't. And not because I think he can't coach.
Right.
I think
right.
he was in a I just think he was in a great situation and circumstance. And I think that had a lot to do with it when you have an anchor like Tim Duncan for that many years and, you know, and the perfect situation. And he had obviously David Robinson before that. But anyway, the other guy is Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells won two Super Bowls with the Giants, but Bill Parcells then went on. He coached at Dallas. But I thought his best coaching job was with the New York Jets. Again, they got to the AFC Championship game. If I remember correctly, the Jets were 1-15 or 2-14 when Bill Parcells took over from Rich Kotite, turned the team around somehow, Chris, and 2 years later, they were in the AFC Championship game at Denver leading at the half. They wind up losing. Vinny Testaverde got hurt the next year, and everything fell apart. But they were on their way. And I don't know. When it comes to Pop, I think he's mostly a victim of circumstance
and benefactor.
Right. Exactly right, and that's worked for him. I don't want people to sit here and say I think he can't coach or he's bad or he's not a Hall of Famer. When you win 5 out of 6 championships and all the other stuff you talk about, but for me there's something missing, and I'm just saying. Maybe it's because it's only been at one place, Chris, and other great coaches have gone elsewhere. You know what I mean? And proven that it's not, it wasn't just in that circumstance. And then you could see people. You know what I mean? Like Bill Parcells took the Patriots, Chris, to the Super Bowl. They lost. Bill Parcells turned the Cowboys around. They didn't win anything. Bill Parcells turned the Jets around. They didn't win anything. You know what I mean? But I could look at him and say everywhere he went. I always look at Larry Brown that way. Larry Brown won the championship with the Pistons. I think he's the best basketball coach I've ever seen. And the only place he really failed at was the Knicks. That thing just didn't work out. But, Chris, if you look at what he was able to do everywhere he went, I would take Larry Brown over Pop any day. I just would.
Yeah, I completely disagree. I think Greg Popovich is not only an all-time great coach, but he's arguably the greatest basketball coach in NBA history. I think it's clearly between him and Phil Jackson. And here's why I say, and I don't know how deep your all-time great list goes, but my thing is, I don't think there's any way possible you can leave Pop off the all-time great list. Because in basketball, who would that leave you? If the criteria Duncan.
Yeah, let me just say this.
Okay, go ahead.
So that you understand what I'm saying. I get all that, the accolades.
I know you're saying he's a good coach. I know you're not saying he's not a good coach.
I don't want people to say that he's not right.
You're saying he's a good coach, probably a really good coach, but you are saying he's not an all-time great in your book.
I'm telling you, if I had a choice of Larry Brown and Greg Popovich, I would take Larry Brown. Give Larry Brown the talent that he had. They win multiple championships. They probably would have won more than 5 in 25 years. I really believe that. And I know he was an assistant under Larry Brown, Chris, in San Antonio, right?
Wasn't
he?
Well, Larry, and Larry couldn't have stayed anywhere that long.
No, I get it.
as soon as Larry signed the contract,
he's looking for the next job. No, he's a drama queen, but that's the one guy I think.
Look, Larry's a good coach. There's no way I put him ahead of Pop. Because Larry, I mean, what he did with the Sixers was great, you know, with Allen Iverson as far as getting them to the finals. Obviously, they didn't win it. And what he did with Detroit was great when he won it. He's only coach to have won it in college and the NBA. I believe that's the fact, right?
That is true. Yeah. The only one, which is mind-boggling.
Which is big, but he's one of the, I mean, Popovich never coached in Division
I. I'm talking about
Phil
guys
Jackson.
Who have, it's just weird that nobody else was able to do it.
Has done it. But Larry had some massive failures. I mean, like you said, New York, it looked like he didn't know how to coach in New York. I mean,
yeah, that was just, it was dysfunctional. It was, you know, terrible.
Was starting dudes based on they were from the town they were playing in. You know, they were, if they played the Pistons, oh, so-and-so's from Michigan, we'll start him. I mean, it was a mess. And then what he did with the Olympic team in 2004 when he wouldn't play LeBron and Carmelo Anthony and they had Duncan and all the, I mean, and they're losing to Puerto Rico. It was terrible. And then he was fired in San Antonio. It went south in Indiana. They bring in Larry Bird and they get to the finals right away. Like, so Larry had, as great as he was, and he's a legit Hall of Famer, but he had some serious missteps. And then if you want to say, well, Pop had Duncan, and Duncan was the hub. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But I would say, okay, well, Phil Jackson always had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen or Shaq and Kobe or Kobe.
Some people dismiss Phil.
Well, it's impossible to dismiss him. No, he's got 11 championships.
No, I'm just talking about
and
the
they
idea
never, and
that
those guys. And the thing is, Rob, those guys never won it without Phil. That's maybe what's it. I don't think it saves Phil because I think he's legitimately great in his own right. But for those that would want to, you know, belittle what his success, I think they'd have to answer, okay, well, then why didn't Michael Jordan ever win a championship with anybody else? Or Shaq, who he won it with Riley and Dwayne Wade, but Kobe, Shaq and Kobe together never won it without anybody. And Kobe never won it without Phil. So that's Phil's thing. But Rob, there's not been a coach. Like, if the criteria is you had to win it without these superstars or, you know, a guy that was an all-time great, then who would be an all-time great coach? Larry Brown, okay, you want to say he took a Detroit team?
No,
like,
that's...
Pat Riley never won it without Magic and Kareem. And when he went to New York, made him a good team. He did have Patrick Ewing to build around, and they never won it.
But he also changed his coaching style, which is what I was impressed by.
But Pop does that every year. That's the great thing about Pop is he would adjust to his talent. So when they had Robinson and Duncan, it was Twin Towers, play inside out. Then when Robinson goes, we're built around Duncan. Then Duncan gets older. Okay, Tony Parker's the focal point, and we're actually going to be more offensive-minded than defensive-minded. Then he's never been a big three-point coach, but you know what? 2014, that's the game. That's what our team is built around. We're going to shoot the three, and they run Miami off the floor.
He also, when they lost the championship,
now they go mid-range with LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan. So Pop can coach many different brands of basketball.
And the other one that I think always bothered me was when they lost to LeBron in Miami and he had Tim Duncan out of the game and they couldn't get the rebound on the missed free throw by Kawhi. I couldn't believe that Tim Duncan wasn't in the game.
I'm just saying
that was one of those. That was a first guess. I looked and was like, "Where's Tim Duncan?" Like before the play.
That's fair. I mean, but obviously we don't know if they would have got the rebound anyway. But I mean, this dude to me, his record is virtually impeccable. Like, he's a legit all-time great coach. And, you know, he had to remember, when you say he never won two in a row, he had to keep going against Shaq and Kobe, too. They had to beat them almost every time they went to the finals. And so it was tough out there in the West. Pat Riley, when he went to Miami, they got beat, I believe, three times in the playoffs. In the first round... Well, I don't know if all three were in the first round. At least two were in the first round, I believe.
Well, the one to the Knicks, that was the first round.
Yeah, lower seed.
That was the 8-1, right?
Charlotte beat him with Paul Silas as the coach as a lower seed. And then Van Gundy did it again, I believe, with the Knicks as a lower seed.
Did he?
So, yeah. New York, we know they beat Miami a lot in the playoffs. But most of those years, they were lower seeds than Miami, or several of them. So, you know, Pat, I could argue that about Pat Riley. He never won it without, you know, Magic and Kareem or Shaq and Wade. And, of course, he came in at the end of the season with Shaq and Wade. So he didn't have to coach him for 82 games.
And I think when you look at Larry Brown's championship with the Pistons, with no stars, and not only that, Chris, they went back the next year. So it wasn't just a fluke year, and they got lucky, and they went to the finals once, and you never heard from them again. They went back, and they lost in seven games to San Antonio, you know, in San Antonio in game seven. I give Larry Brown a lot of credit, and that's when I realized what a great coach and what he was able to turn around. So that's just my take. If it was up to me, I'd take Larry Brown over Greg Popovich.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Michael Irvin, who we love, friend of the show. He's on every Super Bowl.
Yeah, he and was down even the Super Bowl. Yeah. Yep. He's great. But, and he's great,
yes,
to us.
He is
well.
And he is a great commentator. Although I think what he said recently was asinine. And here it is. It's what about CeeDee Lamb and what, like, how good CeeDee Lamb is going to be with the Cowboys.
What the Dallas Cowboys did in the 2020 NFL draft by adding C.D. Lamb to the number one offense in the National Football League. What Will McClay did, what Jerry Jones, those guys, Mike McCarthy did by adding this guy, C.D. Lamb, is akin, almost tantamount to Kevin Durant being added to a 73-win Warriors team.
Stop it! Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Oy vey. Two Live Jews, oy vey. It's so humid in here. It's like a sauna.
Oh, my God.
What is he talking about? Chris, I hate to break it to you, but the Cowboys didn't make the playoffs last year and haven't won a championship in 25 years and has three playoff wins in 24. What? Stop. The Warriors, they had already won a championship.
And 73 Stop. Games. That'd be like the Cowboys going 16-0 and winning the championship the year before.
Talk about a prisoner of the moment and over the top.
That's just one of the reasons he was over the top. Okay, they're not the Warriors, clearly. They didn't even make the playoffs. Secondly, I mean, look, I like C.D. Lamb like everybody else. He was great.
I like
in Oklahoma.
Lamb, a little medium well, a little jelly on the side. I like
He's
Lamb.
Nice. But Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant is an I'm willing to step out on a limb, and I think C.D. Lamb's got a great future ahead of him. I'm willing to bet, Rob, he's not going to be the Kevin Durant of wide receivers.
I will agree with that. I just, as good as he could be, I mean, the whole idea, I mean, this is just so over the top. And I don't know, can we go back? This is one of those things, this is where, like, sometimes, you know, being a former player and attached to a team, Chris, you go overboard. Remember trying to get back into good graces?
Well, I was just about to say the same thing. Because what did he say about Jerry? Did he say something about trading Dak?
Yeah, there was something. And you remember, that they were talking about it or whatever. And then when they pushed back, man, he was backpedaling.
Ever since then, he's just thrown flowers at him.
Right. And there's part of that. I mean, maybe that's Michael Irvin. You know how it is. You want to get back into good graces. But to say, I know Will McClay, and he's done a great job there, Chris, drafting and whatnot.
Right.
He's really, really good in their front office. Of course, he was with the Lions, and they let him go to Dallas, and
That's a Lions-like move.
Typical. Yeah. Will McClay back in the day. But he is he's tremendous.
Yeah, and look, so number one, the Cowboys aren't the equivalent of the Warriors by any stretch of the imagination. Number two, CeeDee Lamb, look, and I think he could be a great one, but my goodness, he's got to be Randy Moss-like, Jerry Rice-like. Maybe not quite that good, but a slightly below to be Kevin Durant. And then he's a receiver. And receivers in football, as big an impact as they make, they don't make the type of impact that a Kevin Durant can make in basketball because there's only five guys on the floor.
Totally different. And you're right. You got to get the football, Chris. There's other guys out there, other skilled guys. Guys who also demand the rock. I just don't look at it that way. And scoring points and stuff, I don't think that's been an issue for the Cowboys. Do you know what
I
mean? Like that.
No.
So it's not like, oh my God, they just added the piece that was. They've been scoring.
Right.
Now they haven't been winning.
Right. It's a great move to get him at 17. I mean, it's nice. I mean, we're with Irvin on that. We just think he overstated it to the nth degree. But I like CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and what's his name? The third guy, Michael. What's the third receiver? Gallup. Yeah, Gallup. Yeah. So they're going to have a nice receiving core for Dak to throw to. And it'll be interesting to see Dak with Mike McCarthy. I actually think it's going to work out pretty well, Rob. I know you're probably saying, of course you do. But
yeah, well, of course, you hope so because you said Dak's on his way to a league.
Well, he's on his
so
way.
This is a big year. If they don't make the playoffs this year.
He's on the path.
And that'll be interesting to see. We'll see what happens.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.